Today, I was able to interview the energetic, funny, and beautiful Joyce Axelrod. I interviewed Joyce to hear about her involvement in founding the San Diego Jewish Film Festival. In addition, I wanted to hear how this festival has grown in talent and size over the past 24 years. Joyce has been instrumental in bringing a wide variety of people and films to our Jewish community, including a series of short films that will be shown on February 10th, 2014. Her interest in short films has led to the development of the Joyce Forum. I highly recommend attending the Joyce Forum on February 10th. Not only will you have access to a dozen films, but you will get the chance to meet a very special lady, Joyce Axelrod. Joyce, welcome. Thank you so much for having me in your house today.
You're welcome.
So I have to ask, you're the founding member of the San Diego Jewish Film Festival. What started this idea?
It wasn't a grandiose idea. It was an idea that we would present Jewish-themed films at the JCC. And then it blossomed into our first annual Jewish Film Festival, which we showed at Sherwood Hall. We showed four films over several days. And I have to laugh because we called it the first annual Jewish Film Festival. And we only had four films. And now I can't even tell you how it has tripled in its size.
It's more than tripled. It's in 24 years. Today we have 50 films coming in 2014.
50 films, four or five venues, and some people that even said that the Jewish Film Festival brings out the largest group in San Diego of Jewish audience seekers. So
we're so lucky to have your hard work and over your 24 years of being involved. Like, can you think of any of your favorite movies or moments being a part of the festival over the years?
I think I am so fortunate. I have been in a position to have watched films that have given me an education on Jewish history. And I don't think there's anything that could have been more important in my volunteering life than to have had that opportunity. Many films have touched me, and I think I'm most proud of the films, John, that we have showcased by local filmmakers. Can I name a couple?
Of course, please.
Okay. Yeah. A couple years ago, Susan Schutz, a local filmmaker, did a documentary called Over 90 and Loving It. And we featured it at our festival. It was a fabulous film, and it went on to be showcased at KPBS. A few years before that, the Carlsbad High School Film Department did a film where their students actually went to Poland, and their film was based on the Holocaust. And I think the audience and our community were so pleased that Carlsbad High School had the initiative to do something that was so far-reaching.
It's amazing. You're not only recruiting filmmakers from other parts of America or around the country and the world, but local talent is what it's really about. And films such as Over 90 I've seen, and so applicable, you know, with seniors and the demographic boom, and having high school students make these movies, that's pretty special.
I think so too. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I have to ask, you know, I was thumbing through the brochure and I saw your name as part of the Joyce Forum. What is the Joyce Forum?
The Joyce Forum is a forum for emerging filmmakers. And for the last 12 or 14 years, we've given not only student filmmakers, but seasoned filmmakers an opportunity to show their films. This year, we had a lot of shorts that were outstanding. And for the first year, we have three programs where we're showing shorts at 1, 4, and at 7:30. And we've never done that before. We just, short film festivals are becoming very popular, and we're just going with the tide.
So the Joyce Forum, you're showing all short films, meaning like 5 minutes even, or?
5 minutes to 29 minutes. Our film at 7:30, one of them is exactly 29 minutes, and wow, that's our limit.
Wow. So I don't know if I've ever seen a short before. So why should we come to this? Why is this important, these shorts?
Why is it important
that do I need to be here?
Yes. Well, one, it is a wonderful opportunity for you to ask a date. And This year, we have even something more exciting. You can buy three tickets for $33. You can start out at 1 o'clock, and you can spend the whole evening in a dark theater.
Oh.
Being entertained, and then go out afterward and have lively conversation about the films you've just seen.
Well, I see on here there's three different programs, so I guess theoretically we could have our first, second, and third date if we went to all three.
Or you can ask three different women.
Oh, wow. You're incredible. Well, I will I'll definitely ask your advice on that later. But So, Joyce, is there anything else that you can think of?
I think your questions were wonderful. Oh. Thank you for starting this podcast program. It's really needed.
You are so sweet. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for all your hard work over the years and developing this film festival into an amazing venture.
Good.
So we thank you.
Thank you.